Michel Cormier, 15 years ago, about this time, you were in Afghanistan after a very tragic incident that involved Western reporters. And a lot has changed in the way news organizations cover the war. How have you seen these changes, both as a reporter on the ground and now as a news manager?
Well, before we were just babes in the wood. We didn't know, we weren't aware of the dangers, I think, of the, in any way, of protecting ourselves either from, you know, ballistic issues or even from disease or car accidents. And we had no training whatsoever ever in first aid kits, in first aid medicine or anything. So, I mean, I think Afghanistan changed the way we prepared and covered wars. For one thing, we were not in conventional wars. Now we were perceived as part of the enemy. We were in more guerrilla warfare situations where there's no clear line of fire front. So that was different. And secondly, I mean, we've learned that we need to know how war works, what kind of weapons we're up against, what's the trajectory of bullets, how far they travel, you know, through what they actually move, whether it's a brick wall or, you know, a car tire. So I think, you know, that was a wake-up call for most of journalists at the time. Since then, we've professionalized this. I mean, most or a lot of media now have professionals on staff whose main job is to actually make sure that journalists are equipped and trained to go into war situations or even domestic situations which we may present, you know, different kinds of danger. So I think that is the big difference now. We've become aware and we've taken measures to make sure that the whole thing is professionally operated.
Can you tell me, you are now a news manager who is tasked with sending out reporters into a war zone or reporting on a demonstration or any kind of scenario that involves conflict, hostile environment. What goes into your decision-making? What has changed?
Well, we try to assess the risk, basically, and do this, you know, objectively, dispassionately, and professionally. And this is what we do. And after we've done that, we decide whether the risk is manageable enough for us to send our journalists into the field and whether the risk is also, from an editorial point of view, worth it. So, I mean, there's a part of uncertainty in there of, you know, of intangible elements that you cannot control, but you need to get to a comfort level. And we do this also in discussions with the reporters who actually go out in the field. They have to be willing and comfortable enough to actually do this. So the decision is also theirs. We will not send anybody in a situation where they're not comfortable going. But together, we assess the danger and then whether we can manage it, whether it's worth it, you know, editorially, whether it's justified in the public interest, and then we decide. But the basic decision, the final decision, is made, you know, by news managers, not by the risk assessment people. It has to be a journalistic decision in the end.
The risk assessment people, how do you work with them? What's their role?
Well, their role is to, you know, if, for example, going to Afghanistan now or going to, for example, Mosul, you know, what are the physical risks? What are the players? Who are the players involved? You know, do you go with the Iraqi army? Do you go in with the Peshmerga, you know, Kurd militias? Do you go with other agents? Do you embed yourself or not? What are the pros and cons? You know, where are the, are there evacuation routes that are easily accessible? Do you have evacuation, you know, options? Where are the medical facilities? You know, you make sure that your people are trained and are up to par in the training. And then, you know, you do a military assessment of the battlefield. What kind of war theater are you going in? If it's urban and you're going to have, you know, some some ambushes or some bombs or some, you know, different kind of attack positions. You have to look at all that and then decide whether it's worth the risk. But we do a very, you know, a very strong assessment. And then also we make sure that we have the communications line that we can be in contact with our people 24/7.
What makes it worth the risk for you?
Well, their needs, I mean, we, of course, you know, the reason we actually have foreign correspondents is that we need to have our own view of reality. We need to have our eyes on the ground to see what exactly is happening, because we can't, you know, be dependent on propaganda, on other people. So the basic need of having a Canadian point of view on these events, I think it's important for us. The other thing is that, you know, it has to be, the story needs to have a matter of public interest that is strong enough. You know, we're not just, after, you know, excitement or, you know, war thrills. There has to be a real story. In the case of Mosul, for example, well, you know, a lot of the story is what's life like for the people who are inside this city and who are going to come out. So that's part of the incentive, makes the story richer, that we know that we are going to encounter these people and have their stories as soon as they come out. So it's important to be there. It's also important to be there to you know, if there are anomalies of war, exactions, stuff like that. We know that conquering armies are not always play by Geneva Convention rules. So, you know, I think it's important to have journalists in these areas also to be witness to these things.
One of the things that has changed is the business of war reporting now also involves things like insurance. How does it change or complicate the way you make decisions, the availability of war insurance in certain areas or not?
It makes the whole thing a lot more expensive. I mean, we do, we also hire security experts in many cases to make sure that they are with the team so they can assess the risk on an hourly basis. Because we can only do so much from here. You know, we're far away. So on the insurance front, do you mean?
I know, for example, that in other newsrooms, the cost of war insurance has been an issue in whether to assign a reporter or cover an event, because some events become just basically too expensive to cover.
I mean, I think we're lucky at CBC and Radio-Canada to actually have more of the means to do this. But it is certainly an issue. I mean, it is very, very expensive. But we cannot take any shortcuts for security or for insurance costs. So I'm sure it is an issue. You know, that's why we pick and choose also. We make sure that, you know, every decision to send somebody to a war zone is actually editorially important, and that we maximize the impact of the kind of coverage that we have. Otherwise, it could be wasted money in a sense, because if we just run after every war story but it's not significant, then doesn't have as much of a public value.
I know that when I started my reporting career, I had never heard of the term PTSD. How is the issue of mental health playing now?
Well, we're very much more aware of it, and we do have provide expert advice and services to our journalists, which is totally confidential. It doesn't go through us. So anybody who's actually been to a conflict zone and feels stressed out or just feels like, you know, needs to talk about it, make sure that everything's okay. I mean, there are some resources available that we make available, so people don't live with PTSD or develop it when they come back, or, you know, years later. But we take it very, very seriously. I mean, but this is now part of the. This is now part of the, you know, the services umbrella that we provide our journalists and our people who go in field.
Now, an issue that came out just recently and here in Montreal is the ability of various authorities, police, military, to eavesdrop and monitor communications. I was speaking with somebody from the Committee to Protect Journalists, and he was saying that the protection of journalistic sources has become one of the main issues. How is it for you here at CBC?
You mean domestically or outside?
Well, both domestically and outside, especially if you're covering a conflict where your sources could be dead if they're found out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you have to presume that people have the ability to monitor your conversations or even your communications of every type. You know, you have to presume that. When we go into war zones, sometimes we'll turn off all the devices, cell phones, everything, to make sure that we can't be identified and followed, either to sources we want to interview or for our own safety. For the rest, well, you know, we sometimes we still use the old brown envelope method, which is still pretty safe.
In your own opinion, what's the biggest issue now facing reporters who are covering the conflicts and news managers?
Well, I think it's the biggest issue. Well, I mean, secure access to the story, you know, is getting more and more complicated because the type of war we're looking at now is more and more dangerous. If you look at Mosul, now, you know, people have the ability to use drones to drop bombs, you know, behind lines. People now will use chemical weapons without any thought. Booby traps, human shields. So we're in front of war methods. We're confronted with war methods that, you know, morally were not used a few years ago. So I think trying to adapt to that environment is the biggest challenge for us.